So, in case you hadn't looked at Facebook or caught a bit of the Dan Gaffney program today, you may not have heard about this, but there is a story up right now on Delaware1059.com. The Delaware Democratic Party calls out Delaware 1059 about remarks that were made on Ed Till's show. Now, he had mentioned this very briefly in his program, but I figure, you know what? I feel like I have to do some mudslinging here, okay? Because there's mud being slung, and damn it, I'm going to sling it. Because, okay, here's what I want to know from you at 302-839-1059-TALK or text. Are the Delaware Democratic Party a bunch of babies or what? That's what I want to know from you at 302-839-1059-TALK or text. Because Jesse Chatterton, who, by the way, I tried to get on this show. I called him. I sent him a message on via email. I've tried to get Jesse Chatterton on this program. Rob Petrie tried to get Jesse Chatterton to talk about this. There's been a lot of people who have tried to get Jesse Chatterton to talk about this, but it turns out that Jesse Chatterton is hiding under his desk like a scared baby right now because he got everything wrong. Everything. Here's what he said in his press release about what Ed Till said. I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? This is what the press release said. This is what this little hen-pecking, boring press release said. The Delaware Democratic Party is calling on Delaware 1059, a Sussex County radio station owned by Delmarva Broadcasting, to make public the audio of sexist remarks made on the air by one of its hosts. According to listeners, afternoon host Ed Till made crass comments about Sussex County Council candidate Paulette Rappa that defy the bounds of decency during his October 11 radio show. Till accused Rappa of playing the women card in recent debates and added that TITS and a uterus were not qualifications for public office. That prompted a string of calls from men accusing Rappa, not Till, of being sexist. These comments are said to have come in the 1 p.m. to 2 o'clock hours of the programming. Well, let me help you out a little bit, Jesse Chatterton. For one thing, we have released the entire full hour's worth of audio that Jesse Chatterton is whining about here. But I'm gonna show you the very, very specific part. I have a very, very specific part that I went and pulled out myself, which is apparently the evil sexist diatribe that my good friend Ed Till went on here. So this is what happened. This is what Jesse Chatterton is whining about here.
300 years, there weren't women that had this.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. And how long did it take? With 300 years. Oh, for 300 years. Oh, hundreds of years of torture and suffering. Oh, we were all massacred for 300 years. All you had to do was show up with two large breasts and a uterus, and they mowed you down with a machine gun. 300 years. How does that affect your ability on the Sussex County Council for District 4? Are you going to bring all 300 years with you? And boy, Doug has got to be saying, I think he did make a joke, didn't he? I think he made some joke about this. I've only been on planet Earth for 50-some-odd years. Can't blame me for the whole 300.
Same merits, the same skills? Or is there
an... That's what he said. He said, two large breasts and a uterus. That's what Ed Till said on his show. Two large breasts and a uterus. Jesse Chatterton claimed Ed said TITS, a no-go word on the radio, when in actuality said all you had to do was show up with two large breasts and a uterus, referring to Rappa's notion that because she's female, she's better qualified to serve on council, which, yes, by the way, is something she said. She said that she needs to be on council because she's a woman, because women have a special set of skills that men do not have, and that therefore that makes her better qualified to sit on Sussex County Council than Doug Hudson. That's exactly what was said in the debate. It's what Ed Till was criticizing, and now it's what Jesse Chatterton is hen-pecking over. I can't imagine this. So I'm asking you. I'm asking you genuinely. Do you think the Delaware Democratic Party is being a bunch of babies over this, or do they have a point? Did you hear sexism? Did you hear something that's worth this little press release they sent out? Which, by the way, I don't think was picked up by any other media but ourselves. But of course, I mean, we're in it, right? We're in it, right? We are the story. 302-839-1059, talk or text on the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talk or text line. I'm kind of bummed that Jesse Chatterton isn't on this program today. And once again, I did invite him once again. And I told him straight up, I'm like, look, if you're not going to go on, if you're not going to come on, I directly told him, if you don't come on the show today, I'm going to talk about it anyway. So if you want your voice into the conversation, if you don't want me to just steamroll you all day, then please come on the show. Please come on the show and tell me how you got this wrong. That's all I want. I just want you to tell me how you got this wrong. How did you come to the characterization that Ed Till said something about Paulette Rappa's TITS on the radio? When in reality, the only person who injected that into the conversation was you, Jesse Chatterton. You're the one who's thinking about things like that. You're the one who's talking about things like that. It's not me. It's not Ed Till. It's not anyone at this radio station. That was all you. And it's whiny. It's annoying. It's henpecking. It's moralizing. It's pearl clutching. That's all this is. Oh no, radio man say bad word. Didn't even do it. Didn't even do it. Radio man did not say bad word, Jesse Chatterton. Radio man did not say bad, sexist, evil thing about Paulette Rappa. So yet here we are anyway. You're still finding a way to whine. I wish you came on. I honestly do, because I part of me feels bad just giving this guy crap. And the thing is, I know that he knows that I'm going to do this. I know that he knows I'm going to do this. He expected this when he saw that I had sent him a message, when he had saw that I had sent him an email. He knew immediately what was going on. He knew that if he came on the show, he'd be walking into me pointing fingers at him and asking why he's so wrong. I mean, he knew that that was going to happen, but at least he could have said something back, right? Frank in Bridgeville, what do you think?
Hey, Rob. Well, I think they're probably actually getting everything they wanted to get, which is publicity.
You're almost certainly right. You're almost certainly right. Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
This is a narrative that Ms. Rappa has decided to make her campaign about. I personally think it's you know, not a good idea. It's not going to work well in Sussex County.
Or shouldn't, right.
Right, and shouldn't. But it's the national climate we're in following the Kavanaugh hearings. And, the Democrats and their candidates have decided that, that it's a winning issue. I don't think it is. And to be honest with you, in this particular race, I've tried to bring this up at other times when This is what I consider low-hanging fruit. This discussion of whether I even said to Ms. Rappel on air, she had called into Dan's show, and I called in, and I told her, I don't care if you pee standing up or sitting down.
Right.
What you're gonna do for the county, and her personal issue that I have is her job is in a nonprofit organization that helps former criminals and drug addicts, and she has spoken a lot about the opioid addiction problem and what she thinks the county can do. First of all, I don't think the county has a role to play in opioid addiction. I mean, I don't know what the land use issue is there. So
right.
I think there's a clear conflict of interest when you're sitting on county council and you're advocating to the state and the county, or advocating for the county to spend money on the opioid addiction, which could directly benefit the organization you get paid by. I think that's a clear conflict of interest, and I don't hear anybody talking about it. We're too busy talking about it, and I'm not criticizing you. I get that 105.9 is kind of, this is a defensive move. You got called out. You're gonna call. You know, call.
Oh yeah, I mean it's tit for tat. If you catch my drift.
Right, but I just think overall, we're talking about the wrong issues when we're talking about is a woman more qualified because
right.
it's not enough now to be equal to men. She has to state that she's better qualified.
You know, that's right. She did make that characterization of herself in this thing. She said that women have a particular set of skills that men do not have and therefore vote for me because I have those certain set of skills by virtue of having a uterus, which is the entire thing Ed Till was going on about in the first place.
Right. But when I lived through, women's liberation, I lived through the bra burnings. I was young, but I remember that stuff going on.
Right.
And it was about equality. Now, they're not just claiming equality.
Right.
Ms. Rapa has ramped it up and claiming that they are more qualified simply because of their gender.
Claiming superiority, indeed.
Isn't that what women's liberation was fighting against, was the idea that men thought just because they were men, they were better qualified or deserved higher pay?
Right, that was the whole point, right? That was the whole point of the whole movement. Frank, good call, man. Good call. Thanks, man. Hey, Chris and Lewis, we got to take a quick break. Will you hang on for me?
Sure.
Awesome, man. All right. We're going to be coming back with this. I want to know, what do you think of this? Do you think that the Delaware Democratic Party was in the right here, or are they just a bunch of crybabies?